Rolling on Cap and Jay Hood at 9 o'clock in the morning. Both teams in action today. Cubbies and White Sox will both play day baseball. Love the afternoon games. And the fine manager of the Chicago White Sox, Pedro Grifol, joins us now here on your home for White Sox baseball, ESPN 1000. Skip, good morning. How are you doing today? You go for a series win. A little banged up, but how are you doing?
I'm doing all right. How are you guys doing?
We are doing very, very well. A little concerned about all the injuries. Is this a shocker to you, or it's just part of the game?
Well, some of it's part of the game, and I don't think any one of them is a shocker. But, one of them, Timmy's, was just mis-executed rundown, but again, you're right, it's part of the game. It's early for it to be part of the game, but we are where we are, and we just got to have that next man up mentality and move forward.
Can you just explain to all of us, how should that rundown have been executed to be proper fundamentally?
Well, they actually made the right call on that, because I don't think you would have turned a 5-4-3 double play right there with Michael Taylor running. So, it was a 5-4 and then getting a rundown. And what happened was, Timmy went right where you're supposed to be. And, Alberto, once he threw the ball to Andrews at second base, just stayed in that lane where he needed to just veer off that lane and let the rundown happen between Andrews and Timmy. And that's where, the ball came to Alberto. Alberto dropped the ball, then he tried to flip it to Timmy, and the runner kind of dove right into Timmy's knee. So it was just an unfortunate situation where, Timmy got hurt, in a botched rundown, really.
Pedro, you've been around baseball for a long time, so you know what it looks like when it's right defensively for a ball club. So what is your philosophy overall about working on defense and getting it right?
Well, we're working. The guys are out there working every single day. We were on a nice little run there defensively in the last few games. We've made some mistakes. These are being addressed. We were out there working yesterday. They'll be out there working today, and it's just one of those things where we gotta address these things, and we gotta go out there and work on them the next day and improve. And that's just a part of it.
Pedro Grifol is the manager of the Chicago White Sox. He joins Cap and Jay Hood on ESPN 1000 and the ESPN Chicago app. Sitting in the other dugout with Kansas City, what did you notice most about the White Sox as a team?
Well, the one thing I noticed is the one thing that's not happening now is that, last year the energy part of it and the intensity part, was just off and on. And that's the one thing I can tell you. These guys are coming out. They're preparing with intensity and energy, and they're playing hard. These guys are playing hard. They're running hard. They're working hard. They're preparing for a game. We're meeting. We're going over clubs. We're going over the pitching. We're going over all the fundamentals that we need to go over on the opposing club and the things that we can do and can't do. So it's just a matter of putting it all together now and, getting the pitching and the hitting going at the same time.
Pedro, what do you expect out of Lucas Giolito? Last year, he came into camp, and we were like, wow, that guy's humongous. He was much heavier than he wanted to pitch at. He lost a lot of weight in the offseason. He has not gotten off to the best start, but we've seen him be an opening day guy, an all-star guy, a no-hit guy. What do you expect, and what are you trying to get from him today?
I'm expecting him to be that guy again. Everything that that he's doing is trending in that direction. His bullpens are good. His mind's right. He studies well. He prepares well. He knows the opposing hitters. He knows himself. So I'm expecting him to get back to that form. I have complete confidence in him. When he takes the mound for us, knowing that not only he's going to go deep in games, but he's going to give us a chance to win every time he goes out there. So. That's what I'm expecting today, and that's what I'm expecting moving forward.
Pedro, when did you first start really falling in love with baseball? Because the reason why I ask that question is because I'm sure that your love for baseball, you can impart that to young players. So when did you say, this is the game for me, that I really love the sport?
Well, my dad took me to my first baseball game with my first baseball practice when I was 4 years old. You know, unfortunately for me, I had, you know, two sports that I loved, and I loved baseball and I loved tennis, you know, so I wasn't, you know, one of these kids that just played baseball every single day. You know, I mixed it up a little bit. And then when I had to make a decision right around, I think it was around 12 years old, you know, baseball was obviously the sport that I chose. And, you know, I just love the game. I love everything about it. I love to play it. I love to practice it. You know, and then as my career, you know, in the minor leagues started to, you know, go in a different direction, then, you know, my mind went to player development, and it went to, you know, teaching and managing and, you know, that type of mentality. So I've loved it probably since I was 4 years old. You know, the good thing is that I was doing something else too. It just wasn't baseball, so I didn't get burned out from it. And then once I got to about 12 years old, it was just strictly baseball. And this is something that I love. I have a passion for. I never get sick of it. I never get bored from it. this is what I do. You know, I do baseball, and I spend time with my family. This is just the two things that I do in life.
So, and we're talking to White Sox manager Pedro Grifol here on the home of the White Sox, ESPN 1000. What I find interesting is, I think you hit it right. Your club plays hard. There's some talent there. What has been the biggest surprise to you when you move over one seat? Now you're the guy. You're not the bench coach or the first base coach or third. They play vital roles. It's your team now. Wins and losses are on your ledger. What's the biggest surprise you found so far?
You know, the good thing is that my career took me to many different chairs, right? And this chair right here mimics a lot of different chairs that I've gone through in my career, which, you know, the administration part of mimics the farm directing. The managing part in the minor leagues obviously mimics, you know, managing here and managing winter ball. The coordinating part mimics the instruction and all the stuff that goes on the field and leading. And, you know, so there hasn't been really any surprises to this job. You know, the one thing that obviously is different is that, you know, you wear it, right? You got to wear it. You're the manager, and, you know, the club, the club's a reflection, you know, on you and your preparation and your motivation and what you're trying to do on a daily basis and your structure and, you know, everything. So you got to wear it. And that's the one thing that, you know, I go home. I love this game. I love this team. I love this game. I love this organization. I love what I do. You know, so I, you know, I'm hard on myself. And that's the one thing that I, you know, that I battle with. I don't see it changing. I'm always going to be that way. I just got to, you know, do a better job of, you know, flushing things and getting back here the next day and, you know, and understanding that, you know, today's a good day to start a winning streak, really.
Pedro, as always, we appreciate your time. Come back on the show again if you get a chance.
You got it. Anytime.
Have a great day. There he is, the manager of the Chicago, the fine manager of the Chicago White Sox, Pedro Grifol.